Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I walk back down.
Is Mr. Petty speaking for us, ladies and gentlemen? We don't back down, do we? We show up, small business owners, against all odds. You don't back down. That's what makes me so proud of you. Welcome back, 17 Tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Tim Berry. Don't know what we'd do without him. 18 and a half years that he's been hanging out with us as a member of our Brain Trust, an anchor in our Brain Trust, a founding member of our Brain Trust. He also founded Palo Alto Software. They make that outstanding business planning software, LifePlan. His books, all the books on business planning, including the new one, Lean Business Planning. Tim, thanks again for being here.
Always happy to, Tim.
TimBerry.com, by the way, folks. Check out his website. You'll thank me later. Tim, one of the things I know that you observe when you're helping people over the years is how they mix their customer base between existing customers and customers who come back, new customers. This is an area that I think a lot of small business owners don't take enough time to focus on. Also, the Pareto principle, making sure that you don't have 80% of your revenue tied up in 20% of your customers. That kind of analysis of customer base is important, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's another one that serves as a hidden sign sometimes. We want to look ahead and be aware of changes so we can react, right? That's the goal with talking about hidden signs. And with this new customer, existing customers things, you can't say ahead of time, oh, it should be 20% new and 80% existing or whatever. Depends on the business, depends on the season, depends on the strategy of the business, but there is a healthy relationship for each one of us, for each individual business, between new and existing. And you think of the extremes, and that's what makes it obvious. If you're having only new customers, there's a problem there that they're just flowing through and not repeating.
Right. You got a high traffic area, but you're not sticky.
Yeah, and your marketing is generally way more expensive for new customers than existing customers.
Yeah.
You don't have enough repeat business, right?
Most profits are made on the people who love you and come back over and over.
Yeah, and in the core, back in the background, it's hard to tease out the numbers. It's in part because a new customer costs so much more than an existing customer in the background marketing, getting a lead, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always exceptions, but for most businesses. But then, on the other hand, if you have only existing customers, then you're in a stagnation problem,
right?
That over time, some customers will go away, and if you're not generating...
People die, they move,
yeah,
they change habits, they stop buying stuff after a while. There are lots of different things can happen.
So you have to have a sense of change over time in the ratio of new to existing customers. And once you have a ratio that's working, so your business is healthy, then you have to watch that so that you can see as it changes over time. It better be because of something you're doing, some strategy, or it better be healthy,
mm-hmm.
Or you use that sense of that ratio as an alert to say, okay, what's going on?
Well, and you need to have some kind of an idea about what your attrition rate is. You know, one of the things I've tried to encourage small business owners to identify, Tim, is how many customers do you need in your small business? And you know, when I had my consulting company, I only needed 8 or 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a restaurant, you probably need 300. If you're a supply company, you probably need 1,000. I don't know, but whatever that number is, you need to know how get an idea about how many are naturally lost. Because that's the ones you got to replace, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to be thinking about it. I remember, Tim, one time I was the president of my Rotary Club back in the turn of the decade, of the century, back in 99, 2000. And we had 77 members, and I said I was going to grow our club by 20%. I was going to get 16 new members in that new year as in my presidency. And I guess what I did? I grew it by 20%. But that year was an unusual year. Through deaths and moving and other things, we lost 16. And so at the end of the year, I was where I started.
Yeah, so there
even
you
though,
go.
Even though I accomplished my goals, but I thought about that afterwards, I thought, my God, what if I hadn't had this growth plan? We would have been down 16.
Yeah.
So, and that, it's sort of like Alice, right, running in one place.
The different businesses have different. I mean, you mentioned when you were in consulting, you only needed so many.
Yeah.
For the years that I survived on consulting, repeat business was everything for me.
Right.
But then in, say, business plan software, you have a much different ratio in that business of new customers to old customers. Each one of us running our business has to figure out what's healthy,
mm-hmm.
number one. And then number two, in our numbers, there's a way to tease out this ratio, and it's different for every business. But a lot of times it will be new credit card transactions with credit cards that we haven't dealt with before.
Right.
Versus credit cards that our system knows,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. We had serial numbers with business plan software, and with restaurants, they'll have something else. It's not always obvious, but it's important.
But it's something you got to track. Whatever you do, however you're dealing with customers, however you're acquiring them and losing them, it's something you got to track, just like cash flow. Quick break, 10 till, right back with Tim Berry. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.